This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Our next guest disappeared without a trace in Las Vegas. So after searching the district, I called 1-800-MISSING. He could have been eaten by a shark or taken by supernatural reasons, but because I suspected Mad Men were behind it, I thought I'd put a little law and order into it and call the CSI Crime Investigation Team and the NYPD Blue Department. Whether he was leaving the court in an attempt to avoid a future prison break, not even the West Wing knew his whereabouts as they tried to bribe his friends with money. After 30 days of night, he was last seen leaving Metropolis, crossing the Nash Bridges, where his killer instinct may have landed him beside the fugitive. So, with the faith of my fathers, I thought it was best to round up all the MDs, all at Boston Public, the JAG and MVP, as we said bye-bye Sally over a marine story and tortilla soup. After being blindfolded in the gardens of the night, I asked the Dark Angel to dream a little dream for me and to avoid a night at ER. Finally, with the help of Zula, we found our next guest. He is lovely and amazing, and some may even call him the perfect son. But right now, we are in fits and starts with bliss here on the Hump Day Crew as we welcome Troy Ruptash. Hello, Troy.
Hi, that's amazing how you got that all in there. Oh my God, you covered every single credit, I think. That's incredible.
Thank you, Troy. Troy, I know that introduction there, I made it sound like I went on quite a journey to find out about you and actually who you were to interview. But for me, the process to interviewing you was quite easy. However, I've read your journey on becoming an actor and it seems you've had quite a remarkable one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it has been somewhat remarkable.
And I believe a decade or so ago, you planned your career to be an elite ice skater.
Yeah, I mean, a little longer than that. Right from, I was a skater and was very serious about it, actually, from about the age of 7. And most of my competitive years were between the ages of 7 and 16.
Wow. Well, you hide your age well, Troy. That's why I thought it was 10 years ago.
Oh, that's right. It was a decade ago.
Fantastic. So from ice skating to acting, what a journey for you. Has it been quite a process, an overwhelming process?
It has been. You know, when I left the skating world, it was pretty abrupt. I mean, I actually left the skating world in the middle of a national competition, and I guess you could say it was kind of the beginning of my acting career, because what it was the 5-minute warm-up preceding the long program at the Nationals. And, you know, I think ultimately I was just really fed up with skating, and there was just a lot of issues going on about me being outed in the skating world, and I actually faked an injury on the 5-minute warm-up. I came out of a jump and faked an injury and went over to the referee and quit right then. And
wow.
never competed again. And, it took a couple years after that to sort of make up for some of the fun I had missed out on being, you know, a highly competitive elite athlete for all my life up until then. And moved to Vancouver and kind of got involved with the club scene and going out and having fun. But then one day was like, you know what? I think I'm going to apply to what is sort of the premier theater conservatory in Canada, Ryerson Theater School. And I got in. And then I began training and moved to New York. And so, yeah, it's pretty interesting. It came up pretty quickly.
It's quite upsetting to see that your sexuality was something that you were sort of judged upon in a way in a profession that you wanted to really excel in.
Yeah, especially, yeah, I know. It was very, when I tell the story sometimes, people are like, really? In figure skating? And yeah, I know. It's like all that Lycra and sequins. And it's amazing to me that, just the homophobia that there is in sports. And, it would be different if that were happening to me now. But at the time, I was 15, 16. I was really, there was a lot of pressure on me in the skating world. And, it really is. It really is sad. And, hopefully things have changed.
Do you think in a way that was a blessing in disguise for you to see where you are at now?
Definitely, because who knows, I could have ended up in the Ice Capades or something, which nothing against anyone in the Ice Capades, but I just don't think it was my calling. And, Yeah, you know, because I think what it did, it allowed me, I think because I led such a structured, disciplined life as a competitive athlete, when I left there, I got to sort of explore myself and see, you know, what my real passions were and what my likes were. And, you know, I discovered that I'm an artist, I'm an actor, and it has led me to what I feel is really my true calling, which is, you know, performing and acting.
Well, Troy, from the ice, you've heated up to Hollywood, and now you are an actor, which we love seeing you on the screens. One movie we're really excited about seeing you in, which is premiering in Australia next year at our Melbourne and Brisbane Queer Film Festivals, and it will air at Sydney as well. It's won a trio of trophies at Outfest, A Marine Story. We'll be seeing it next year. What do you think is so great about this movie that we'll enjoy?
I think what's incredible about this movie is that, well, there are many things, but the filmmaker, Ned Farr, is extremely talented, and I feel like what he's done is taken an issue, obviously a very important social political issue, that we hear about all the time, but what he's done is sort of brought it down to one woman's courageous story. And through that story, we see sort of how, you know, ludicrous this policy is. And I think because it's done in that way, the audience is really able to connect, first of all, to Drea, who plays Alex, who is the Marine who is discharged because of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And you're really able to connect with her on a human level and you know, her personal story. And through that, so much is said about, you know, what kind of impact this policy is having on so many people.
Wow. So this story is airing in Australia next year, and we're really, really excited about that. And A Marine Story, it's obviously got a lot of gay themes to it. Because of your history with the homophobia surrounding the ice skating, are you finding it liberating to be able to, you know, embrace and actually showcase these storylines to the community?
Very, very much so. I mean, because actually when I first came to Los Angeles, from Toronto, where I went to theater school, I went to New York and did a lot of stage there, and then came to Los Angeles with a film that I did, and then I did a pilot out here. And when I first came out and came to the L.A. area, you know, I was really, a lot of people advised me to be closeted, I guess it is, you know, because they're saying, you know, there was a lot of words of supposed wisdom from agents saying, you know, it really will hurt your career. And I just found that really, really disturbing and frustrating. And it's been really powerful for me to just own, you know, who I am and to be just to be myself and be authentic and, you know, to get involved with stories that, with films that have stories, such as A Marine Story, that are really important and vital, not only to the LGBT community, but to everyone, and to be a part of that. And, you know, it's been an incredible experience, especially to do it with friends, because so many people who were involved in the film are good friends of mine. You know, I did a short film with Ned Farr and Andrea several years ago, and that's sort of where our working relationship began. So it's been incredible.
It's nice to see, Troy, that you're embracing these gay roles and gay characters, because some people, I think, well, from some of the people we've interviewed in our time here at the Hump Day Crew, some people shy away from the gay roles in fear of being typecast.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's I find that very frustrating. I find that very frustrating because I just don't think that's the case. And, you know, I think there's the issue. I actually was answering some questions for another interview that's coming out, and there was a whole thing about, oh, how great it is that, you know, I'm an out actor and I was able to play a straight character in 30 Days of Night, which is the other movie I have coming out. And I just think it's funny that, you know, that if you're gay, you can only play gay roles, or if you're straight, you can only play straight roles. Think how we view people and how a person's sexual orientation manifests in who they are, you know, falls along a wide spectrum that I don't believe there should be any typecasting going on, and I'm hoping that's the direction in which we're heading.
Joy, it seems from your background and what you've gone through, you're a real advocate of viewing things beyond gender, sexuality, and race, and that's such a positive thing to see.
Oh, thank you for that. Thanks. I really appreciate that because, yeah, I believe very strongly in that.
Oh, wonderful, Troy. And what else is coming up for you for the rest of the year other than the 30 Days of Night?
30 Days of Night, Dark Days? I'm getting ready to work on a film called Hummingbird, which I'm working on with a writer, and she's actually playing the lead role. Her name is Jackie Katzman. And it's a wonderful sort of quirky family, dysfunctional family drama. And I play Jackie, who plays the lead character, and I play her brother, Fred, who's this wonderful character who's, you know, a little over-medicated and living at the Y and working at the 89-cent store. And it's just, he's a really wonderful character. So, we're beginning production on that probably early 2011.
Wow. Seems like you're a very busy man for the rest of the year and the start of next year.
Yeah, I am. And then, you know, I'm here. I sort of go back and forth now between, I spend most of my time in L.A.
Yeah.
But I go to Vancouver sometimes because I have an agency that represents me there and because I am Canadian. And sometimes if it slows down here in L.A., I can pop over to Vancouver and audition there for a while.
Wow.
And then I'm going to New York, actually, in November because A Marine Story will be opening in theaters there. So.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, I think it's so great that this movie is getting a theatrical release. You know, it's a limited release right now. It's opening in New York and L.A. and I believe one other city that hasn't been announced yet. But you know, I just really want as many people as possible to see this movie. I really think it's important.
Well, we're really excited here on the Australian East Coast. We can't wait to see the movie next year, Troy.
Yeah, that's great. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.